Hey guys, this is Mike Young with Noble Warriors, and we're launching a new feature for the Noble Man podcast that we're super excited about. We're calling it Manhood in the Media Spotlight. And I just am amazed frequently at the way manhood shows up in various articles and books and news stories and so forth. And so I kind of collect those. I kind of seize on where do I see manhood in the media. And so this new type of podcast is going to be a brief comment for you about a couple of articles from time to time. And so we just think it'll be some things that you might be interested in. So Manhood in the Media Spotlight, let's get going. First article comes from the Desiring God website, and it's written by Scott Hubbard. He's an editor at desiringgod.org. Here's the title: Good Leaders Fail Well, How Mistakes Become a Staircase. And I have to tell you, I appreciate so much the idea that leaders are going to fail. And here's one of the truths about me. I lead in a lot of different ways. I not only lead at Noble Warriors and lead in my local church, but one of the places I lead is in my very own home. And it's interesting, I was just talking, before we started this, I was talking to my producer, Greg, about how we have each, in the last couple of weeks, had some struggles and failures with our daughters and how to relate to them. Now, his daughter's 10, my daughter's 18, and we're trying to lead them. We're trying to love them well. We're trying to care for them. We're trying to protect them. We're trying to give them wings to fly and help them study to be prepared in school and do all of these things. But here's the challenge. When we're leading in that context, man, our daughters don't always feel the love or feel the care or feel the protection. And so what they do is respond in a way that makes us feel like we're failing as dads. And I bet you can relate to that because, guys, we fail in a lot of places. But what's so cool about this article, I mean, it's just pure gold for guys in all seasons of life and all contexts, because here's what he talks about. Now, he's talking about leadership in a bigger context, but he's talking about the idea that when we step into leadership, we are going to make mistakes. Leaders make mistakes. We're going to stumble. We're going to fall. We're going to fail. And when you lead, you got two things going on here. Leadership, This is from the article, leadership provides a public platform for the kinds of mistakes you are already making. So I already make mistakes in misunderstanding people and all kinds of things, but when I'm responsible for leading others and engaging in visible leadership, man, my mistakes become more visible. And when I'm leading and giving guidance, casting vision, setting agendas, setting strategic plans, man, the exposure for more mistakes and more failures increases. So the larger the platform that the Lord gives me to lead, the more likely I am to have scenarios where I could make mistakes. And so it's going to happen. The big question is, what are you going to do with your mistakes? So this author, Scott, I think is his name, Scott talks about two pathways, two common paths. And the first is to protect ourselves so that we kind of shelter ourselves and we hide from this idea that we could ever make a mistake. I'm the perfect leader. Well, don't fool anybody, even yourself. You are not the perfect leader. You're going to make those mistakes. The second way is that we could run away and we could distance ourselves and try to point the finger at someone else. Sound familiar? Did you remember Adam did this in the garden? Adam kind of said, well, it's that woman you gave me. It's her fault. And so we look for another way to keep ourselves from being on the hot seat. But there's a third way that he talks about that I think is really the way of the mature leader. And that is to see every failure as an opportunity to grow. And listen, so as a leader, you're going to want people to give you grace when you fail and stumble so that you can grow. But I tell you, here's the other thing. As a follower or an observer, we have to learn to give grace to others as they stumble so that they can learn from the mistakes. The real meat of this article is this, that every failure is a stair. And if you can visualize this, that as you lead, you are making steps on toward maturity. First of all, you should be growing in Christ-likeness. Now, we're not going to be perfect in our leadership. Christ, of course, was. We're not going to be perfect there. And so we're going to have to continue to allow God to show us how he wants to shape us to become more like Christ. And sometimes that's going to happen in the context of failure. Man, you see it. Moses failed, but God loved Moses. God poured himself into Moses. David failed. We saw God pour himself into the life of David. We see Peter fail when he denied Christ and Christ looked at him. I mean, how much more intense of a failure could you feel like when you just a few hours ago say, I will never leave you? Hey, you just cut off a guy's ear in the Garden of Gethsemane because you were so intent on being close to Christ. And then all of a sudden you deny him three times, just as he predicted. Man, what a failure. But you know what? Christ did not leave Peter there. Nor does God want us to leave us in our failures. So here's what Scott, the author of this article, and we're going to link to this in our notes. Scott said, you have to own your mistakes. You just have to say, hey, it was my responsibility. I didn't see everything there. Maybe I had some blind spots. Let me take a little tangent here. I just had a great conversation with a seasoned saint yesterday about how we live with blind spots in our lives. And sometimes as leaders, you don't even know what you don't know. So you got to have some people around you to help you avoid those blind spots. But I chased a rabbit for a little bit. Let me come back. The deal is, guys, you have to own your mistakes. You have to recognize this was my responsibility. I fumbled it and I have to deal with it. So, you know, when Peter failed, he went out and wept bitterly. And so he recognized that I did exactly what I said I wasn't going to do. How many of you have ever done that? You realize, hey, I said I wasn't going to do that, and I did exactly that wrong thing. I violated my own principle. And so you have to own your mistakes and give yourself, quite honestly, some grace to move through that. So second thing, own your failure, own your mistakes. Second thing is learn from it. You know, it is unwise for us to pretend like it didn't happen, to go back and do the same thing again, to put ourselves in the same context that we were before and expect to get different results. That's the definition of insanity. We know that. And so you have to learn from your mistakes. As a matter of fact, here's a quote from this article. Failure today made Peter an apostle tomorrow. Isn't that amazing? I love the study of Peter. As a matter of fact, I'll recommend a book to you by Jeff Orge. He's the president of Gateway Seminary. The title of the book is Seasons of a Leader's Life. And he looks at Peter from Jesus calling Peter to the time when Peter is an apostle and Jesus is off the scene. And what amazes me is that Jesus invested in the leadership development of Peter. And so I am thankful that Peter learned from his mistakes. He matured in that. As a matter of fact, the same guy that cut off Malchus's ear in the garden is the guy who wrote 1st and 2nd Peter and reminded us to shepherd the flock that's under our care. And I love our wives in a God-honoring way. And then the third thing is this: keep leading. Because it's not uncommon for a guy to say, I've screwed up so badly that there's no way for me to recover. I just have to stop leading. I have to stop doing what I'm doing for the kingdom, in my family, for the church. And listen, there are catastrophic failures. There's no question about that. But here's the deal. I think that what Scott is getting at here in this article is that as you grow in leadership capacity and as you learn and mature, you're going to have to take those tiny mistakes and learn lessons from each one. And you're going to have to become a student of your own leadership. You're going to have to recognize that what I do matters. And when I make a mistake or I stumble, God can use that to teach me about myself. You know what? God restored Moses as best he could. You know, you look at the end of the Moses' life, and Moses didn't get to go into the promised land, but God loved him. Do you realize it says that God buried Moses with his own hands? That blows my mind. And God loved David. God kept his covenant promises with David. God cared for Peter, and Jesus restored him at the shore after his resurrection. And so God wants to restore you and me from our leadership failures. And you know what? I'll circle back to this whole business of failing as a dad. I can't tell you how many times I have recognized that I said the wrong thing, I did the wrong thing, I used the wrong tone of voice, I reacted too quickly, the context was wrong, and I have to step back as a father and ask myself, hey, what could I have done so that this conversation ends with an invitation to have the next conversation? Guys, you never want to get so hardened that you don't allow yourself to learn from your mistakes so that you can be a better leader next time. And that may mean being a better captain on the soccer team, being a better teacher in the classroom, being a better, you know, business owner. It may be being a better pastor, a better small group leader. There are so many places where we can learn and benefit from the mistakes that we make. And I'll say one final thing here. Guys, I've talked to a lot of men in my experience with men's ministry, and here's what I know to be true. We as guys, as a rule, learn more from our mistakes than we do from our successes, because success makes us arrogant. Failure makes us humble. And God can do an awful lot of work through a humble servant who's willing to recognize that he's still got stuff to learn. So guys, see every mistake, every failure as an opportunity to grow and to climb one more step on the staircase of maturing in Christ as a leader and a godly man. Well, guys, that's it for today's Manhood in the Media Spotlight. We'll look forward to bringing more of these to you. God bless you.